This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining Solutions, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Tuesday, August 4, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Precious metals consultancy GFMS says that the net official sector 2009 gold sales are heading for their lowest level since 1994. GFMS estimates that net official sector gold sales in the first half were 39 tons. This is down by 73% year on year. GFMS expects sales of 140 tons for the full year, which, if realized, will be the lowest since the 1994 trough of 130 tons. Perth-based Extract Resources has confirmed that Rössing South Uranium Project in Namibia could support a profitable, long-life, low-cost uranium mine. A report found that preliminary cost estimates on the granite-hosted uranium mineralization at Rössing South indicates that the project could support a viable open-pit mining operation developed to feed a 15 million tons a year agitated tank sulfuric acid leach processing plant. Yearly production has been estimated at 14.8 million pounds of uranium oxide, with capital costs estimated at $704 million. Also making headlines, African Eagle sees promising results from another Tanzanian nickel project. Sinogold aims to cut costs and double its gold production. Base metals miner Mirabella starts mining at its Brazilian nickel mine. And contract talks at a Peru mine grind on past the deadline. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.